This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, just a quick recap in terms of what took place yesterday. The Indian equities rose for the second day in a row. FIIs, in fact, also sold less than they have that we've seen in the past 3 to 4 trading sessions. So they net sold around 4,800 crores versus an average of over 7,000 odd crores for the last 3 to 4 days. DIIs continued to net buy, so they net bought over 3,000 odd crores in yesterday's trading session. Well, for the markets today, it is a complete risk-on which has taken place overnight. So the stocks in the US have surged as oil really plunged. US markets, in fact, broke their 4-day losing streak. S&P 500 had their best day since June 2020. Brent crude, for example, has softened all the way to levels of around $113 per barrel versus levels of over $130 that we saw over the week. Gold is below $2,000. Palladium has fallen around 9%. Aluminium, copper prices have fallen. Tin is down around 20-odd% as per some reports. Now, Asia has rallied on the back of oil prices dropping and the US rally. And our markets are likely to see that follow-on buying taking place with the SGX indicating a higher start. Remember that it is also weekly options expiry. But the big domestic cue for us to watch out for will be the focus on state election outcome from 5 states: UP, Punjab, Goa, Manipur and Uttarakhand. UP is likely to be taken by BJP, which is a very important state from a market standpoint as well as from a larger perspective of what could take place in the general elections in 2024. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.